हरि जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे गुप्पी जन्नवालाभा जया गिरिभर धारे जया गिरिभर धारे गुप्पी जन्नवालाभा जया गिरिभर धारे जया गोपी जन्ना भालाभ जया गिरिभर धारे जया गिरिभर धारे गोपी जन्ना भालाभ जया गिरिभर धारे जया गिरिभर धारे यशोदानन्दन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया यशोदानन्दन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया यशोदानन्दन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जया ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर बन चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जमुना तीर बन चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जमुना तीर बन चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जया जया जमुना तीर बन चारे जया कुंज बिहारे जया रे जया कुंज बिहारे जया राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारे जया राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारे जया कुंज बिहारे जया राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारे जया कुंज बिहारे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्यमाद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य Ashto Tarashata Shishimad is Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Iskon Founder Acharya Shira Prabhupada ki. Grantara Shiman Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishiguru and Shigouranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, entitled Liberation, Chapter 8, The Son of Sagara Meet Lord Kapiladev. And we're reading today 20 and 21. 21, just by itself, 21. Today, His Grace Nityananda Pranaprabhu was going to give the class, but he had to take care of one devotee in the night. I have to go to the hospital. Everything is okay by Krishna's grace, but he had to cancel his class, so here I am. Not much time for preparation, so it's going to be a short class too, because we have to go to... holding a camp for the children in nearby in the suburbs of Chicago, so both my wife and I have to go there at 8:30, so we do it a little short. And by the way, welcome you all. Temple is a little empty these days, but nevertheless very sweet. Thank you. We read together text number 21. Anshuman ubacha napasyati tvam param atmano jano nabhudyate dyapi samadhi yukti bihi kuto pare tasya mana sariradhi Visharga Shrishta Bhajan Aprakasaha Napasyati Tvam Param Atmano Jano Nabhudyate Dyapi Samadhi Yukti Bhi Kuto Pare Tasya Mana Sariradhi Visharga Shrishta Bhajan Aprakashaha Napasyati Tvam Param Atmano Jano Nabhudyate Dyapi Samadhi Yukti Bihi Kuto Pare Tasya Mana Sariradhi Visharga Shrishta Bhajan Aprakashaha. Please chant. Pashyati tam Ansuman Ubacha. Ansuman said, Na, not, Pashyati, can see, Tvam, your lordship, Param, transcendental, Atmanaha, of all living beings, Ajanaha, Lord Brahma, Na, not, Buddhyate, can understand, adya api, even today, samadhi, by meditation, yuktibhi, or by mental speculation, kutaha, how, apare, others, tasya, his, mana sariradhi, who consider the body or mind to be the self. Visarga Shristaha, created beings within the material world. Vayam, we, Aprakashaha, without transcendental knowledge. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Ansuman said, My Lord, even Lord Brahma is to this very day unable to understand your position, which is far beyond himself, either by meditation or by mental speculation. So what to speak of others like us, who have been created by Brahma in various forms, as demigods, animals, human beings, birds, and beasts. We are completely in ignorance, therefore, how can we know you who are the transcendence? Purport. Ichradesha samutena dondamohena bharata sarvabhutani sammohan sargajanti parantapa. Quote, O son of Bharat, Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by dualities of desire and hate. Bhagavad Gita 7:27. All beings in the material world are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Even Lord Brahma is in the mode of goodness. Similarly, the demigods are generally in the mode of passion, and living entities lower than the demigods, such as human beings and animals, are in the mode of ignorance, or in mixed goodness, passion, and ignorance. Therefore, Ansuman wanted to explain that because his uncles, who had burned to ashes, were under the modes of material nature, they could not understand Lord Kapiladev, because you are beyond even the direct and indirect intelligence of Lord Brahma. He prayed, quote, unless we are enlightened by your lordship, it will not be possible for us to understand you, end of quote. Atapi te deva padambujaya dvaya prashada leshanu grithita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahim no nachanya eko pichiram vichinvam, quote, My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Bhagavatam 14:29. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be understood by one who is favored by the Lord. The Lord cannot be understood by others. Amsuman ubacha na pasyati tvam param atmanoyano na bhudyate dvapi dyapi samadhi yuktibhi kuto pare tasya mana sharidadi visarga shishta vajan aprakashaha. Anshuman say, My Lord, even Lord Brahma is to this very day unable to understand your position, which is far beyond himself, either by meditation or mental speculation. So what to speak of others like us, who have been created by Brahma in various forms of demigods, animals, human beings, birds, and beasts? We are completely in ignorance. Therefore, how can we know you, who are the transcendence? Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Rama Paswami Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasatyade Satanine Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, this is a narration that is given by Srila Sukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Answering the question of Maharaj Parikshit, he wanted to hear about the descendants of the Manu, which Manu was Vaivashata Manu. And this is the Vaivashata Manu's descendant was the sun god, Vivashvan. And from the sun god, then there's this whole dynasty, great dynasty of the sun. And then Maharaj Parikshit wanted to hear more about this great dynasty, that we know that this dynasty is greatly glorified because it's a dynasty in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Ramachandra appear. And it's a dynasty of saintly kings that Krishna also refers in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, that Krishna delivered the signs of the Bhagavad Gita to the sun god Vivashvan, and Vivashvan delivers the signs to all the saintly kings, starting with Ikshvaku, who was his son, and so on. Krishna says that that's how the signs of the Bhagavad Gita, the ancient signs of the self, descended into this material world. Evam parampara pratam iman rajar suyo vidhu. So we're hearing about all these great personalities, highlighting especially the stories. Most prominent in this narration was the story of Ambarish Maharaj. And now, these are the descendants of Ambarish Maharaj. And one of them, specifically, that is being narrated, is the grandson of Sagara Maharaj. Sagara Maharaj was, powerful saintly king in this dynasty, and his 60,000 sons has been already burned to ashes by offended Lord Kapiladev. So this chapter is entitled "The Sons of Sagar Meet Lord Kapiladev." So the 60,000 sons of Sagar Maharaj, searching for a horse that was meant for an Ashwamedha sacrifice that was stolen by Indra and placed in the ashram of Lord Kapiladev, they assume that Lord Kapiladev was the thief of this horse. And covered by ignorance, they couldn't recognize Lord Kapiladev. And they raised their weapons, and in great anger, they rush to attack Lord Kapiladev. And just by that action, the fire within the body
each of their bodies ignited and then burned into ashes just by the offensive, not just the offensive mentality, but the offensive action of raising their weapons and rushing, you know, towards Lord Kapiladev, shouting, "Kill him, kill him." So they burned to ashes, the 60,000. And this Ansuman is the grandson, is the son of the remain, there was only one son remained for Maharaj Sagar. And he was a fallen yogi that have, they have no desire to get involved with kingly and material things, so he devised a scheme to be able to get out of that whole situation. So he's gone. He managed to have the king Sagar vanish. He started to commit these abominable activities. He murdered a whole bunch of children. He drowned them in the Saraju River. But he knew he had the power to bring them back to life. So he just did that for the king to be horrified and angry and to banish him. And then he brought the children back to life and he left. So now the king had no sons. What was remained there was his grandson, who was this very dutiful and saintly in character. And so he went to search for the horse. He found the ashes of his uncles and approached Lord Kapiladev. Different than the uncles, he approached Lord Kapiladev with folded hands and offered some beautiful prayers. And this is the first of the prayers. So, in one sense, he's apologizing to the Lord for the mistake that and the offense of his uncles. And by explaining that to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is basically an impossible thing. Because for conditioned souls, but it's an impossible, let me reframe that. It's an impossible thing, it's almost an impossible thing for conditioned souls. Because conditioned souls who are, there's a Sanskrit term that appears in the verse, mana sarira dhi, who considers the body or the mind to be the self. So those who are in this material world conditioned by these dualities, Prabhupada quotes this Icha Dvesha Samutena verse, that are affected by the modes of nature or by this duality of thinking that the duality of desire and hate that that forces the living entity to accept a false identity. Then when one is covered by that, then the Lord, who is transcendental to anything in this material world, cannot be perceived. The Lord is called Adokshaya, which is beyond sense perception. You can't actually perceive them through the body. And if we recognize in ourselves with this body, who's made of eight elements, five gross and three subtle, so either by the subtle body, if you recognize with the subtle body, or you recognize with the gross body, you can't perceive the personality of God. You can't understand him. So, Anshuman he points out that even Lord Brahma, who is the most qualified living entity in the material world, still have not perfect understanding of the personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma found himself, we know that when Lord Brahma found himself in the beginning of the creation sitting in a lotus flower surrounded by nothingness, then he tried to understand his origin and he was not able to get to, on his own effort, to get an answer. Where is he coming from? What is his origin and what is his purpose? He was not able to understand that. He climbed down the stem of the lotus thinking, okay, if I go down, I will reach the origin. But he went down and down. There was no end to that stem. So it was impossible. But because Lord Brahma is highly qualified, and is a devotee of the Lord, a highly qualified personality who is given a very big responsibility by the Lord, then from within the heart he was enlightened. First he was given the instruction to perform austerities, which was a means for him to actually connect with his source. So there is a way to understand the personality of Godhead, but without that means to understand the personality of Godhead, there is no chance. There is no chance for living entities, being demigods, animals, human beings, birds or beasts, to understand the personality of Godhead. Only he can be understood by receiving the mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the lotus feet. These are, Prabhupada calls, the prayers of Lord Brahma after Lord Brahma made the mistake of undermining Lord Krishna in his pastimes in Vrindavan, when he stole the cowherd boys and the calf trying to test Krishna. Lord Brahma had a sense during that pastimes that, you know, he may be Lord Vishnu, but it was too bewildering for him that his great master was this simple, beautiful cowherd boy who was just doing the simple activities of roaming in the forest, taking care of cows and playing like children. So that was so, you know, unassuming and just common or nothing extraordinary about it. But what was extraordinary was Krishna killing these powerful demons, specifically the one that brought the attention to Lord Brahma was Krishna killing this Agasura demon. And not only was it extraordinary that Krishna was able to kill this massive demon, but the most extraordinary thing was that when he killed the demon, the soul of the demon went into the sky, hovered for some time, and merged then into the lotus feet of the Lord. So Lord Brahma and many of the demigods were observing these amazing pastimes. And then Lord Brahma was, you know, he was observing, and he was thinking, well, maybe Lord Vishnu, maybe not, but he was bewildered by, he couldn't understand Lord Krishna's position. So he wanted to test him. And in the process of testing, then he was shown by Krishna, you know, in a most amazing way, Krishna's potencies. And Lord Brahma came to his senses. And he offered these prayers. So he offered the prayers that only if one becomes favored by this, by just even a slight trace of the mercy of the lotus feet of the Lord, one can understand the greatness of your personality. So by speculation, there's no chance. Even if you continue to study the Vedas, Krishna also says that to come to understand the personality of Godhead takes thousands and thousands of life of studying the Vedas. And when after a thousand bahunanjam manante gyanavan, when you reach this gyanavan stage, gyanavan means the end of all knowledge. Actually, you have go through all the Vedic scriptures. And when you reach the end, the goal of the knowledge of the Vedic scriptures, what do you receive? Yanavam mam prapadyam te vasudevan sarvan iti, that Krishna is everything. So that is the conclusion. Krishna is everything. So that mercy, when you come to that position, there's only one way to come to the position of Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. It's not possible by your own efforts. You have to receive the mercy of the Lord. And to receive the mercy of the Lord, one have to accept the lotus feet of the Lord. One have to worship and embrace with loving devotion the lotus feet of the Lord. And the lotus feet of the Lord are represented by his devotees. Therefore, we address the great devotees in our line as when we offer prayers to Srila Prabhupada, when we offer prayers to those who are representing Srila Prabhupada, we offer Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Vishnu Padaya. Vishnu Padaya means those who reside at the lotus feet of the Lord, Lord Vishnu. So, in this world, the manifestation of the lotus feet of the Lord are his pure devotees. And only by approaching the devotee, one can receive the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhaktyaman abhijanati. Only to those who possess bhakti, to bhakti, you can understand me as I am. And that is the most confidential knowledge. It's a great secret that is open to everybody. Providing Krishna qualified, providing just one quality have to be there. And that quality is anusuyave, that one is non-envious. Krishna says in the beginning of the 9th chapter, also he says in the 7th chapter, when the whole bhakti session of the Gita starts, that because you're not envious of me, referring to Arjuna, I will give you this king of all knowledge, this king of all secrets, this knowledge about bhakti. So we have to come to that position. The question is, if we condition souls, the most base thing that brings us to this material world is this duality, this ichha dvesha, this duality of hate and desire. And Prabhupada explained, what is this hate And what is this desire? The desire is, I want the position of Krishna, and the hate is, I hate Krishna, which is shocking to think that within the heart, I mean, speaking within my heart, there is that. That is the seat of my being here in this material world. That I desire Krishna position and I hate Krishna. It's a hard thing to say. Even to say it is like, makes you feel like a little sick. But that's, Guru Maharaj sometimes says, we have, having this body means, you know, like I have a banner, holding a banner that I say, I desire Krishna's position and I hate him. And then, being a devotee who is endeavoring to worship the deities with affection, who appreciates, we as devotees, we all here because we have received the mercy of the Lord. We have received the mercy of the Lord through his devotees. We have been touched by the lotus feet of the Lord. And so, you know, devotion has awakened to some extent. And we're pursuing that, but then, you know, to come closer and closer to the personality of Godhead, to enhance, you know, our relationship with the deities and appreciate their reciprocation. We're experiencing something. We're experiencing something very tangible. Pratyaksha Bhagavan Dharmyam. That this process of bhakti is an experience, it's a direct experience. So we're actually experiencing something. That's why we're pursuing this process. But to think that there is something in my heart that says these horrible things, that I desire Krishna's position and I hate Krishna, is very difficult to accept, but it's there. Otherwise, how can we explain that while chant is like what Lord Chaitanya says, that although the Lord makes himself available in the form of his holiness, nam nam akari badhuda nija sharva shaktis tatarpita ninamita smaranenakala etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamabhi durdhaivan idrishan ihajanina nuragaha. I have no attraction. Why do we have no attraction? It's because there is a seed still of that duality. So it's there in the living entities, and as long as it's there, we cannot fully understand. So therefore, in our conditional state, we're depending on the mercy of the devotees of the Lord. So we have to hold to those who have or who represent the lotus feet of the Lord, and by their mercy we can now we can become purified of that base condition, and therefore we can actually, just by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, by their help, by their blessings, and by giving us, you know, that taste, and keeping us in the lotus, you know, acknowledging and approaching the lotus feet of the Lord, then we can continue experience the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But only when you reach the position of pure devotional service is that you can fully understand the Lord. And that is the position of the pure devotee. The pure devotee is allowed by the Lord's mercy to fully understand him. Krishna says that, Bhaktyaman, to fully understand him, Bhaktyaman Abhijanati, as he is. Because he says that the devotee, he is always present in the devotee's heart, and the devotee is always present in his heart, Krishna's heart. So the devotee have entrance to Krishna's heart. When you're in someone's heart, you understand very intimate things about this person. So we pray to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam. Srila Rupa Goswami knows Lord Chaitanya's mind. He's glorified. He's even certified by Lord Chaitanya himself. He asked, Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, how is that Rupa Goswami knows exactly my heart and my mind? And Swarup Damodar Goswami says, it's because you have given him your full mercy. So, pure devotional service means we have entrance to that. And that's the goal of life. That's what we're pursuing. That's what the great personalities, representative of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya, are bringing to us, Srila Prabhupada. We pray to him that he is... Namaste Saraswati, Gaurabani Pracharine. He is bringing this message of Lord Chaitanya, and he's delivering this Lord Chaitanya to us. And Lord Chaitanya, what is the message of Lord Chaitanya? He's praying Mahavadanya Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving Krishna Prema to all. So Lord Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's representatives are giving this freely. And that's the opportunity that we have. I stop here. Any comment or questions? Okay, that's good. So thank you so much. And again, welcome. And we'll be around. Anyone, you can ask anything that you need, Prabhu, from Madhava Gauranga, myself, and from Irina Mataji. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.